So we did a tiny little exercise that really helped us get the power of what Neville Goddard has to offer. And the tiny little exercise went like this. I'm going to tell you the exercise, then I'm going to tell you why it works. What I want you to do is to construct within your mind 10 imaginal scenes. And these scenes are going to be very specific. These scenes will have people talking with you, to you, or about you. Okay? People talking with you, to you, or about you, in a way that implies that your dreams, goals, objectives are fulfilled. Because one of the things that I've noticed is that, you know, like it or lump it, most people tend to have something about the way that people talk about them, to them, or with them. You see, that's what holds most people back in life. That's what holds them back from taking action. That's what holds them back from participating in their dreams, their goals, their visions manifesting. And I'm not just talking about the universe magically responding. I'm talking about taking action. Because literally, not working towards, there's a big difference. Taking action on your goals, dreams, and visions involves you. You want life to involve you, not just happen to you. So that's another little thing that we noticed from modeling Neville Goddard. Life didn't happen to Neville, it happened through him. We modeled him for a month back in 2009. It was January 2009. We modeled him, a group of us modeled him for a month. And we discovered how he thought, not just what he thought. And part of how Neville thought involved him having the universe manifest through him. He was a participant. He just didn't sit back and let it happen. His content sort of implies that that's what happened, but if you really study his life and study his language, you discover that reality happened around him and through him. So let's bring these two little points to rest real quick. One, reality happens through you, not to you. In other words, reality is not a flat screen like a TV. Reality is participatory. Neville got this. If you listen to enough of his recordings, we modeled him for a month, you get that reality happens through Neville Goddard, not to him. Two, from modeling people in general and Neville Goddard, one of the things that we get to put to rest is what people are saying about us, to us, and what we're talking about with them. If we take care of that part of our programming, we tend to take action on our goals, dreams, and visions. And I'm not saying make them happen. I'm saying we participate in them making them happen. I decide for my entire life to change in many ways. And the people that show up, the circumstances that show up, the actions that I take all start to change. Remember, the universe doesn't happen to you. It happens through you. You get to be the miracle, not be the receiver of the miracles only. You see, when I modeled Neville Goddard, I had the benefit of bringing years of having worked with medicine men. Not hocus-pocus guys, but real medicine men. And medicine is not just magic. Medicine is discovering that you're the magic. The old Native American saying is, do you want some medicine? Do you want to discover your medicine? Do you want to discover your magic? Neville Goddard discovered his magic. Let me just cut to the chase real quick. 7 things that you want in your life. These are things I gleaned from modeling medicine men and what I gleaned from modeling the mind of Neville Goddard for a full month back in 2009 in our remarkable program. Number 1, by the way, my name is Mr. 2020 if you're listening into the recording. You can find out more about me by visiting innercircleproducts.com or 2020unleashed.com. That's 2020unleashed.com. Sign up for a mailing list. We send out a lot of free goodies. We love helping people because for some reason the universe pays us back quite well. Really, it does. You commit your life to helping people and you get helped. Okay, 7 principles. Number 1, God/the divine takes total care of me. In other words, God, the divine, cares. All I have to do is give thanks. If I give thanks, I get to assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. In the unalloyed, It's obvious that Neville has assumed the feeling of the wish fulfilled. If you want a real simple way to do that, in a way that really brings integrity into your life, give thanks. I have this feeling, this assumption, and I give thanks that you, by listening to this today and by taking notes and by applying it, your life will change for the better. Which means my life will change for the better. Which means everyone's lives gets to have the opportunity to change for the better. And the reason why is if we give thanks, there's more thankfulness, there's more gratitude in the world. There's less lust, there's less hate, there's less frustration, because there's less time for less hate, frustration, lust, all that stuff. If you're giving thanks, I give thanks that it's perfectly unfolding. I give thanks for the visions that God has given to me. And I give thanks to these visions. I give thanks for these visions and for the source of these visions, which is obviously much bigger than me. If the visions are much bigger than me, they've been given to me by something much bigger than me, which is what I'm a part of and what you're a part of, which is God, the divine, which is caring and takes total care of you. And all you have to do is give thanks. That was assumption number one. Tidied up real quick. Number two, what I gleaned from modeling Neville Goddard for a month and from hanging out with crazy medicine men for a long time. Well, this is primarily Neville. Assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. I assume that I am loved. I assume that I have something very valuable to give. I assume that my life has purpose. I assume that my needs are taken care of. I can get real specific as well. But when it all comes down to it, I assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. That relieves the pressure from me having to make something happen, and that allows me to participate in the natural blossoming and unfolding of the miracle that is. And that includes me. Three. By the way, these all sound familiar. These first three all revolve around and through each other. Give thanks. This assumes the wish fulfilled. I already mentioned that earlier. God the Divine takes total care of me. In brackets, all I have to do is give thanks. That's principle one. Principle two, assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. Number three, again, I'm going to put this on its own. Give thanks. If I give thanks, again, this assumes the feeling of the wish fulfilled. I'm not making anything happen. All I do is assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled by giving thanks. Remember the tiny little exercise. Construct 10 conversations, people talking to you, with you, and about you, that assume the content and the feeling of your wishes fulfilled. This assumes that they're saying things about, man, you should see the way he is now. You should see what he's doing. You should see how he's writing. You don't just assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled, yep, I'm a best-selling author, and assume that the books write themselves. People talk about how you write. They talk about how you talk and how that influences what you write. They talk about you being on the radio, talking about what you write. Get it? They talk with you, to you, and about you in those contexts, if being a best-selling author is your thing. By the way, participate in your outcomes. Just don't make it a car. Make it a lifestyle that involves a car. Again, life and style, not just thing. That's another thing we learned from the medicine men and Neville Goddard. It wasn't just about things, it was about living life. It wasn't about a car, it was about an experience with a car. It wasn't about a trip to Barbados. You know, it wasn't about having a ticket to Barbados, it was about being, living, in Barbados. Number four, what I gleaned from modeling Neville Goddard and a bunch of really crazy, wonderful medicine men, people who loved living and loved life and realized that the miracles were manifesting through them, that life just wasn't happening to them, was, number four, happiness comes from within. As part of that, don't look for evidence. Look for blossoming and look for unfolding. It's an odd sentence. Happiness comes from within. I assume I'm happy already. And I'm not looking for evidence that I'm happy or evidence that something will happen to make me happy. All I do is notice blossoming and unfolding. In other words, I notice the miracles blossoming, the miracles unfolding through me and around me. Again, life doesn't happen to you, it happens through you. If life happens to you, you're compost. If life happens through you, you're alive. Number five, again, these sound similar, but they're very subtle distinctions here that are powerful. Outside conditions do not make me happy, neither does struggle. Most people, man, they get addicted to struggle. Assume ease. That's part of number five. You're either going to assume ease or be consumed by stress. So assume ease. You see, it's not total on or off. Most people that I meet that get stuck trying to use Neville's work think either they have to struggle like heck to make something happen, or they sit back and the world happens to them. Oh yeah, it's all beautiful, man. All I do is sit around and everything happens gloriously to me. It's not 100% out or in. That's holding your breath out and in. As far as I can tell, Neville breathed. So did the plants around me. So did the animals. So did the medicine men. Part of breathing involves not holding the breath out. In other words, the universe happens to me. Or holding the breath in, which means I got to struggle. What a real nice complete breath involves is noticing that outside conditions do not make me happy. Neither does struggle. Assume ease. Ease of breath, ease of life, ease of living, ease. Number six, I can be the miracle or I can be the madness. In other words, I can try to cause things to happen. That's madness. Or I can contribute to the likelihood of them happening by doing a couple things. One, giving thanks. Two, assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. Three, again, we've got a whole bunch of things on our list, but this is what it comes down to. I can be the madness, or I can be the miracle. I can try to force all of reality to comply to my wishes, or I can be the miracle in which wonderful things happen through and to. In other words, I can participate in the beauty of life. I can breathe in, I can breathe out. I don't have to hold the universe out and make it happen to me. I don't have to make it all happen. I don't have to hold my breath in or out. Next tiny little bit. God can make things happen through me. That's number seven. God can make things happen through me. Taking part in the miracle happening is being given a part of the miracle. In other words, every day I pray, let me be the miracle. Let me be part of the miracle unfolding, the miracle and blossoming in my life and in the lives of those around me. Let me be the miracle. When you think about Neville, he just didn't manifest things for the heck of it. He didn't manifest things to prove that it worked. Neville just wanted to live a decent life, and he wanted to help people live decent lives. It's indecent the way people force themselves to struggle. And it's indecent the way people sit around and hope that the universe just magically drops everything in their lap because they don't ever want to do anything. We get to actually live life. We get to be a part of the unfolding, a part of the blossoming. We get to be party to it. We get to be the party, not manifest the party around us. So I suggest as you listen and as you read Neville Goddard from now on, instead of processing him as, again, this is an area where most people get stuck. If I hold it in mind, it'll manifest to me. Not if I hold it in mind, it'll manifest through me. If I hold it in mind and understand that it will manifest through me, that means suddenly I'll have inspired ideas and I'll take new actions. Maybe I'll change my diet. Maybe I'll change my language. Maybe I'll change who I hang with. We get to discover all that. Because when you hold something in mind powerfully and you give thanks for the changes, they start to manifest through your behavior, through your evolving behavior, through your evolving belief system. You see, when people think that they can stay the same and have the whole world change, In other words, flat two-dimensional existence. That's life happening to them. And now, on the other hand, if I start holding in mind, this is how I choose to live. I choose to live with a certain kind of quality of life. I choose to live with love, with peace, with happiness. I choose to live as someone who gives and who is given to. I choose to live in a way in which I am a miracle to those around me. I choose to live with unexpected fortunes falling into my lap. Not just bags of money, but changes in my beliefs and in my behavior and how I show up in the world. So in closing, this tiny little gift recording up, from modeling Neville Goddard, we learned a couple things. We learned that the God, that the divine takes care of me. The divine is caring. If you're caring, that opens the door to the divine caring. Two, we get to assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. That's not just, but by the way, assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled eliminates the space for stress, for struggle, for strife. Assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled allows the space of ease to show up, which makes it easier for us to take tiny little innocent trusting steps, medicine wheel stuff there, little tiny mouse steps that change lives, that change our lives. Number three, we get to give thanks. This obviously assumes the feeling of the wish fulfilled. By the way, your conversations, your 10 conversations, people talking with you, to you, and about you, involve thankfulness in those conversations. Yeah, you know what? I'm thankful that I took that course in writing because it changed the way I write. I'm thankful that I took the time to buy that local author a coffee. They said one little tiny thing and it changed everything for me. You see, being inspired to call up a local author, being inspired to change your behavior and belief system a little bit. You see, these little conversations in your head, if they include stuff like that, it gives all of your stuff much more dimensionality. Number four, happiness comes from within. Don't look for evidence. Look for blossoming and unfolding, not only around you, but through you. Again, everything we're talking about includes that. Number five, outside conditions do not make me happy, neither does struggle. Assume ease or be consumed by stress. How easy is this? Number six, I can be the miracle or I can be the madness. Choose to be the miracle. Give thanks that you can be the miracle. And remember that God can make things happen through me. That's number seven. Don't pray that things happen to you. Pray that things happen through you. A wonderful old man that I met. Actually, this has happened several times in life. Let me just skip to the summary real quick. How do you serve? Find ways to give and you will be given to. Find ways to serve and you will be served. That's it. So for the listener of the recording, if you enjoy what you hear, my name is Mr. 2020. Go to innercircleproducts.com. We've got a page on there about Candid. By the way, sign up for updates. We've got a page on there about Candid. There's a link on there to get 4 free recordings. Get them. Maybe it's 3 free recordings. I don't remember. Anyway, get the free recordings. They'll give you some good stuff that'll change your life. I guarantee it, because this stuff has transformed mine and many, many clients of mine. Drop me an email, 2020@xhostage.com. I double dare you to. Don't just think about it, do it. Participate with me in life. And give thanks. I give thanks for you for listening, because you listening makes it possible for me to give. And if I give, I get given to. And so that's where we end today at. I do want to thank you, Mr. 2020, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Have a wonderful day. Visit innercircleproducts.com. See ya.